WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, October 27th. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the Illinois Secretary of State race, where three candidates are vying to replace retiring Democrat Jesse White. That story from Eric Stock is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Two of those candidates for Illinois Secretary of State are split on how involved the office should be in elections. During a forum hosted by WTTW last night, Democrat Alexi Giannoulias said he wants to be in charge of automatic voter registration and allow teens to pre-register when they get driver's licenses.
I want to do everything we can to enfranchise voters. I think that Representative Brady and his party are attacking our democracy with this assault on voting rights.
Republican candidate Dan Brady wants to work more closely with local election authorities already tasked with overseeing registration.
The local election authorities partnering with the Secretary of State's office can make a great difference and help from a process in which the Secretary of State's office may fail.
Libertarian John Stewart is also on the ballot, but was not at last night's forum. Faith leaders from across the St. Louis region are asking to be included in the community response to the fatal shootings this week at a South St. Louis high school. Brian Munoz reports.
Nearly 100 clergy gathered outside Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, where one student and one teacher were killed on Monday. Reverend Charles Norris is the pastor at St. James AME Church and president of the St. Louis Metropolitan Clergy Coalition, a group of roughly 200 faith leaders from the region. He says the group will present a plan to St. Louis Public Schools in the coming days to create a clergy response team to support students and families during times of crisis.
So many of the victims of the violence are people of faith houses, and so we want to make sure that we are there and connecting with them in such a way that they can provide the resources.
Nora says clergy members want to ensure the community can come together and love one another during difficult times. I'm Brian Munoz.
Public health officials say another Champaign County resident has died from COVID-19. He was a man in his 60s. This marks the 308th death from COVID-19 in the county. According to the CDC, Champaign, Ford, Douglas, Coles, and 19 other Illinois counties are rated at medium risk for COVID-19, while most of the state is rated at low risk. The CDC recommends that people in medium-risk areas wear a mask indoors if they're in a high-risk group for COVID or if around someone who is. Meanwhile, the Urbana Park District is ending its mask mandate now that children of all ages have access to the COVID-19 vaccine. Previously, the district required those at its indoor facilities to wear masks if a child under 5 years old was present. The bivalent COVID-19 booster, designed to provide protection against the Omicron variant, is now available to all Champaign County residents 6 years and older. Appointments are available at CVS, Walgreens, and other area pharmacies. Still to come, we'll learn more about the candidates for Illinois Secretary of State. That story from Eric Stock is coming up next on 217 Today.
Friends of WILL can now enjoy the classic British anthology series, The Rivals of Sherlock Holmes. This series brings to life the many detectives of late Victorian London who would have been Sherlock's contemporaries. Episodes feature characters like forensic expert Dr. John Thorndike, notorious private agent Horace Dorrington, ghost hunter Carnacki, and Lady Molly of Scotland Yard. You can stream both seasons of this timeless series with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois will soon have a new Secretary of State for the first time in nearly a quarter century. Longtime legislator Dan Brady of Bloomington says he bided his time until Jesse White retired to run for the office. Brady faces Alexi Giannoulias, a well-financed opponent who seeks his second statewide office. Eric Stock reports.
Republican Dan Brady has served 22 years in the Illinois House. There are currently no Republicans in statewide office. Brady wants to change that by pledging to improve the customer experience at driver's license facilities. He says it'll take technology and possibly a staff reorganization to reduce wait times and frustration.
Making the work environment a less confrontational and a more efficient area is going to help both sides of the counter.
Brady has proposed making vehicle title and lien filing electronic to speed up that process. He says another idea to reduce wait times at the DMV, lease space at nearby community colleges. He says the technology and accessibility are already there.
Those are all built in, supported taxpayers' assets there right now that we could tap into, and that would be another area that I think would be an acute way to bring some relief to the problems that occur in the facilities across the state.
Each Secretary of State candidate is hesitant to criticize Democrat Jesse White for the 24 years he ran the office, but they all suggest technology upgrades and other reforms are overdue. Democrat Alexi Giannoulias is a former U.S. Senate candidate from Chicago. He served one term as state treasurer. Giannoulias says his plans to modernize the office go farther than Brady's. They include an option to schedule a DMV appointment online.
The differences in our policy proposals could not be more stark. We're the only ones who talk about skip the line. We're the only ones who talk about digital driver's license and IDs. We're the only ones who talk about the creation of a Secretary of State app. We're the only ones talking about kiosks inside the DMVs.
Giannoulias projects these technology upgrades would save the state money.
When you cut foot traffic by 50 to 75% and there's less paperwork because people are doing things virtually and online, you save an exorbitant amount of money.
Giannoulias says the savings would come from shrinking the size and number of driver's license facilities and trimming staff. He did not say how much staff he might cut. Car dealers have their own trouble with the DMV delays. That's according to a longtime auto dealer who is running for Secretary of State as a Libertarian. John Stewart of Deerfield is a former pro wrestler who ran for the Illinois House and U.S. Senate more than 20 years ago. Stewart says he would look to add satellite DMV offices in Chicago to reduce congestion at existing sites.
Taking the pressure off of Elston Avenue in Chicago, and folks, if you ever have not been there, it's especially during COVID, it was like a third world country food line. It was awful.
Stewart says he would recoup the money by banning new Secretary of State hires from the state pension system. That would require legislative approval, a concept that would likely find little support from lawmakers. Stewart also wants to reduce license and title fees and increase the title fee for dealers. The Secretary of State's office is largely administrative, but that doesn't keep politics out of the race. Alexi Giannoulias said at a recent campaign event, Republicans are, quote, bananas, and has linked Dan Brady to Donald Trump. Brady took exception to any link to the former president.
Dan Brady's his own man. For anyone to say I'm a Trumper or I'm a this or a that, that's the kind of thing that people like to help put out to divide people, to mislead people.
Giannoulias says he sees fundamental differences between the two parties.
On issues that are important to me, like integrity, choice, kids getting murdered in schools. I think there's a difference in the way the parties do it. Most importantly, when it comes to this office, is this fight for voting rights.
Giannoulias says he wants to pre-register 16 and 17-year-olds to vote when they get their driver's license, as about a dozen other states do. Brady says local election authorities could take over motor voter registration, a move Giannoulias calls dangerous and ineffective. The Republican Party has done its own flame-throwing in this race. State GOP Chair Don Tracy said putting Giannoulias in charge of the Secretary of State's office would be like putting an arsonist in charge of the fire department. Tracy was referring to the Giannoulias family bank that federal regulators seized in 2010 over loans the bank gave to convicted felons. The Secretary of State's office regulates loan brokers and investment advisors in Illinois. Dan Brady says Giannoulias' bank history is a red flag.
I think somebody with the past that my opponent has and has been well documented, I'm not sure that's the person you want to hire for this job.
Giannoulias brushed aside the criticism as a sign of Brady's desperation.
When you're down double digits in the polls, you try and say whatever you can. There's a reason we've been endorsed by every newspaper that's made an endorsement. We'll talk about ideas.
Giannoulias has a major financial advantage in this campaign. Based on the latest filings at the end of September, Giannoulias has $2.5 million in his campaign war chest, 10 times that of Brady. The Giannoulias campaign recently got $1 million from billionaire Governor J.B. Pritzker. Brady has not found a deep-pocketed donor on the GOP side. Brady notes he was outspent in the Republican primary when he handily defeated the party's chosen candidate, former U.S. Attorney John Millhiser.
It was a grassroots effort in the primary. It's a grassroots effort in the general.
I'm Eric Stock.
Libertarian John Stewart, a former pro wrestler from Deerfield, is also on the ballot. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 57 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal. Brian Munoz, Emily Hayes, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.